The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciples. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Oh, a king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops. But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciples. Gospel of the Lord. It sounds very hard. Jesus said, don't hate your father, your mother, your brothers, sisters, friends cannot be my disciples. Anyway, to follow Jesus is not something cheap. You have to pay for it. We have to share his mission. Jesus came on earth to share the love of God for each one of us. And we are invited to share his life for other people. But many times when we want to do good things to people, someone may say, don't do that. Don't worthwhile. You see? Those want to follow me have lived down all these ideas from people just strict one mind, one heart with the Lord. That's a meaning. To hate, it doesn't mean to hate. It means to put God in the first place. To be a Christian is not something voluntary. Just doing voluntary work. I can do it or not to do it. That's not the way. You are not at all following Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you even lose yourself. From the first reading, Book of Wisdom. For the corruptible body, our own self, burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. We think too many things in order to do something good. That's not the way. Jesus gave us the wisdom. Whatever is really good in your heart, from the bottom of your heart, just do it. Not because what people say, or because your parents telling you. You have to straightforward to listen to the voice of your soul, of your heart. You have to pay for it. People might not like you because they say, don't do that. And then you do it. They might dislike you. It happened very often. Many times we lose friends because we don't follow them. That's why if you want to follow Jesus, even you have to lose yourself, not to yourself, to the will of God. It's most important. So by the time of Jesus, many people are following Jesus, no? Because he can work miracles, feeding 4,000 people. That's why Jesus sometimes, why you come after me? Because you something to eat? Then Jesus told them once, birds have their nest, the wolf has their dens, but Son of Man has no place to put his head on. He said, you want to follow me? You don't look for luxury things, easy things. You have to be hardworking. Even to lose your parents, your brothers, your friends, this is the way you follow me. Not something cheap. Now you are sent to Hong Kong to work. Consider yourself the missionary. The Sister of Charity of Mother Teresa, they went all over the world to serve the poor and the poor, the poorest of the poor. It's a mission. Of course, you might say you get some salary. It's part of it. This is a chance that you love in a different way. Back to the Philippines, you have a different behavior. Coming to Hong Kong, you have another atmosphere to confront. Some good people, some not too good people. And we are sent to every corner of the world to witness Jesus Christ. First of all, we keep Jesus strongly in ourselves. Don't lose Jesus in you. Then you can witness Jesus, not by words, but by deeds. Jesus will continue his work. But first of all, we must be the disciple, not something cheap. Not voluntary work. We are full-time worker for Jesus. Don't tell yourself, if I like, I do it. If I don't like, not necessary. So tell yourself, you're no more. You're not qualified to be the disciple of Jesus. If you want to follow Jesus, that's very hard work, eh? If anyone comes to me, follow Jesus, without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own self, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. It doesn't mean that you have to hate everybody, but you have to put God in the first place. To do his will now and here, that's always the truth. No matter in work or in the in this church, the only way we can love the Lord is by living His will. This moment, the will of God that you listen, I speak. Or the other moment, you speak, I listen. One mind, one heart. If we say one mind, one heart, then you lift down all the worries, the burdens, family members. Otherwise, you don't have a heart. If you're always thinking of your father and mother and then that, how can you, with one mind, one heart, listen to the other person? You cannot. Hate means put down. This moment is important. Lose everything. Although at times we have all the distractions, come back. Doesn't matter. Distractions come naturally. But when you are aware that you are distracted, come back. Start again. If you shout the last moment, don't shout anymore. Go ahead. Don't feel sorry all the time of the past. Jesus will forgive. For instance, don't worry about the past if you feel sorry. Need to think too much about tomorrow or the future. Jesus mentioned once, stupid fellow, tonight I take your soul, and you will think about tomorrow where you go? No way. Jesus taught us a very practical way to live a life in freedom, free of everything, just the work, just the will of God. That moment with that person, finish. That's we have the joy at least for a certain moment. Otherwise, you are thinking all the burdens back in the Philippines, all the burdens of the family, I mean the families are working for. In no way be a free person. Paul, sending his, I think Onesimus is a slave. The people sent this person to help Paul, to help him. He was in the prison. But then Paul gave back this person. Now, although he come as a slave, please take him as a free person. Treat him as if you treat me. Free yourself. You are no more a slave. So beautiful. No experience of Paul. You have to give up all things. Just one mind, one heart. With love, any person lacks to you. That's all. You might die the next moment. Why worry about so many things? Right? Be concrete. But true to Jesus. Jesus loved us, each one of us, immensely. But He announced difficulties. But He given us in sufficient grace to overcome. This morning we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. For a whole period, she was in complete darkness. No peace, no light. He asked Jesus, what happened? Then, for a certain moment, Jesus said to him, Faustina, I am always with you. Although she was in complete darkness, still Jesus is in you. So it's not only in Sister Faustina. Jesus lives in you. You have to feel. You are called. You are not a secondary citizen in the kingdom of God. We are all loved by the Lord. And He just wants us to share part of His love. No, part of His suffering. So that we can love more. Share this, offer this. in the heart of Jesus, each one of us is important. He sees you. He just wants you to say, yes, you are the only one I follow. Tell Jesus that you love him, that you want to follow him. Whatever in the past, ask his forgiveness if something only for human reasons. And ask him just to give us the sufficient grace for every present moment to love all without exception. Always being the first one to love. Love unconditionally. This is how Jesus loved us. And we share this love for our people. I believe